News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pratik Ritsen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. As thousands of farmers protested across the country against the center's recently passed agri bills and the new labor codes, farm leaders and trade union leaders on Thursday said that the protests will not end here. Throughout the day, people witnessed stark images of protesting farmers being held back by the police with the help of water cannons and tear gas. While most of the clashes between the administration and the farmers were reported from areas around Haryana and Punjab, a few disputed the claim that the protests were confined to just these two states alone. To begin with, let's understand that this is not just a Punjab and Haryana issue, said V.M. Singh, the national convener of All India Kisan Sangharsh Coordination Committee, the umbrella body of over 250 farmer outfits from across the country. This is an issue that's affecting farmers throughout the country. MSP is not just an issue for the farmers of these two states. It is the question of the 14 crore strong farming community in this country, whom the top leadership of the country has gone against to please just a handful of corporates, he added. Singh said that he had personally discouraged many protesters from going to Delhi, which is already battling a third wave of the pandemic. We understand the concerns of the administration, but why is the Prime Minister not willing to listen to the farmers? These farm bills could be kept in suspension till the time the situation is conducive enough for us to sit across the table and discuss each other's concerns. Why is this government so adamant, he asked. Leaders of the 10 trade unions, which are also supporting the farmers' Delhi Chalo March, said that protests were observed in not just North Indian states such as Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, but also in southern parts of the country, including Kerala, Puducherry, Orissa and Telangana, and Tamil Nadu as well. We assembled in hundreds at Jantar Mantar today to express solidarity with the farmer protests and to voice our anger against the recently introduced labour codes. These protests were held at multiple places throughout the country and they will not end here, said V.S. Giri, National Secretary of All India Trade Union Congress. In a statement issued on Thursday, the trade unions claimed electricity employees, domestic workers, construction workers, BD workers, hawkers, vendors, agricultural workers, self-employed in rural and urban India are holding demonstrations at various places, even defying police restrictions. They are forming human chains instead, like in Mumbai and various other districts in Maharashtra. At many places, the auto and taxi drivers have remained off the roads. Many protesters were planning to march all the way down to the capital and camp there for the next few days. But with Uttar Pradesh police stopping social activist Medha Patkar, who was leading a contingent of farm leaders and protesters from Madhya Pradesh, Karnataka and Maharashtra at the Rajasthan border late on Wednesday night, Yogendra Yadav, who was also accompanied by trade union and farm leaders in Haryana, the protests might not be able to pick up steam in the coming few days. Last night, police detained many people from Rewari district, where I come from. At 4 in the morning, Haryana police went around warning people against assembling for today's protests. We were not coming to the capital with the intention of harming anyone or vandalizing public property. We wanted our voices to be heard. But the administration has, along with passing laws against us, also throttled our democratic right to protest, said Satyavan, the president of a Haryana-based farmers' body, All India Kisan Khet Mazdoor Sangathan. Meanwhile, many political leaders engaged in a war of words on social media over the protest march. Shiromani Akali Dal chief Sukhbir Singh Badal slammed the Haryana government for trying to thwart farmers' Delhi Chalo march, terming the attempt as Punjab's 26-11. A bitter exchange of words also ensued between the chief ministers of Haryana and Punjab, with Manohar Lal Khattar on Twitter accusing his counterpart Captain Amrinder Singh of inciting innocent farmers. Expressing shock over Khattar's comments, Singh said that the Haryana CM should have talked to the farmers before their protest. It is the farmers who have to be convinced on MSP, not me. You should have tried to talk to them before their Delhi Chalo. And if you think I'm inciting farmers, then why are Haryana farmers also marching to Delhi, he said. Cyclone Nivar, which intensified into a very severe cyclonic storm before it slammed into India's southern coast on early Thursday, led to the death of 5 people and uprooting of hundreds of trees and power lines in the region. the cyclone made landfall 30 kilometers north of Puducherry, bringing torrential rain and gusty winds with an estimated speed of 120 to 130 kilometers per hour, going up to 145 kilometers per hour. Nevar weakened into a severe cyclonic storm after it crossed the coast near Puducherry, the India Meteorological Department said. At least 5 people were killed in and around Chennai. Over 100 trees uprooted and some low-lying areas were flooded following heavy rains in the Union Territory and neighboring Tamil Nadu. Subsequently, Nevar weakened into a cyclonic storm and further into a deep depression by the afternoon. Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to the chief ministers of Tamil Nadu and Puducherry and assured them all possible help from the center. The cyclone led to snapping of overhead electricity cables in a few places, and Chennai residents also complained of internet outages. Low-lying neighborhoods in Chennai, including those in suburban Irumbulayur, Muduchur and Urappakkam, witnessed flooding and water entered the houses of many residents. Rescue personnel ferried cooked food to the people using inflatable boats. The residents of some of the affected areas shifted to the homes of their relatives, while others continued to stay, battling the odds. Airport operations, metro rail and bus transport, which were suspended due to the cyclone, resumed during the day. Puducherry witnessed heavy rains and inundation in some parts, but there were no reports of loss of life due to the cyclone. On Thursday noon, prohibitory orders that had been in force in the Union Territory since November 24 to prevent movement and gathering of people were lifted. Meanwhile, the IMD said Nivar's intensity had dropped to 85 to 95 kilometers per hour and is expected to weaken further. Tamil Nadu is likely to receive another spell of very heavy rainfall as a fresh low-pressure area is expected to form in the Bay of Bengal from November 29 onwards. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday pitched for One Nation, One Election, saying it is the need of India as polls taking place every few months impact development works. Addressing the concluding session of the 88th All India Presiding Officers Conference via video conference, Modi also paid homage to the victims of the 26/11 Mumbai attacks and asserted that India is fighting terrorism now with new policy and new process. Noting that it was the biggest terror strike on India, Modi said India can never forget the 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks. On November 26, 2008, 10 Lashkar-e-Taiba terrorists from Pakistan arrived through sea and opened fire, killing 166 people, including 18 security personnel, and injuring many during the 60-hour siege in Mumbai. Pitching strongly for One Nation, One Election, Modi said, "It is not just a matter of debate. This is the need of India. Elections are held at different places every few months. The impact it has on development works is known to all. Therefore, it is a must to have deep study and deliberation on One Nation, One Election," Modi said. The Prime Minister also suggested a single voters list for Lok Sabha, Assembly and Panchayat polls, saying separate lists are a waste of resources. And tens of thousands of fans, many weeping but eager to honor Diego Maradona, filed past the coffin of Argentina's most iconic football star on Thursday. Fans blew kisses as they passed Maradona's wooden casket in the main lobby of the presidential Casa Rosada. Some strike their chests with closed fists and shouting, "Let's go, Diego." It was the sort of honor usually given to heads of state, but few heads of state have ever aroused such loyalty or passion. On the street, the line to see Maradona's casket was more than 20 blocks long, and disturbances broke out at least twice as fans eager to view the casket clashed with security forces in front of the presidential palace, interrupting the flow of visitors. The casket was covered in an Argentine flag and the number 10 shirt he famously wore for the national team. Dozens of other shirts of different football teams tossed in by weeping visitors were scattered on and around the casket. Maradona died on Wednesday of a heart attack in a house outside Buenos Aires where he had been recovering from a brain operation on November 3. Open visitation started at 6:15 a.m. after a few hours of privacy for family and close friends. Maradona's football genius, personal struggles, and plain-spoken personality resonated deeply with Argentines. He led an underdog team to glory in the 1986 World Cup, winning the title after scoring two astonishing goals in a semi-final match against England. thrilling a country that felt humiliated by its loss against the British in the recent Falklands War and that was still recovering from the brutal military dictatorship. Many deeply sympathized with the struggles of a man who rose from poverty to fame and wealth and fell into abuse of drug, drink and food. He remained idolized in the football-mad nation as the Pibe de Oro or Golden Boy. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.